All right, welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and today we're going to take a look at Toy Story 4, and it's obviously the fourth movie. The last one came out 2012, somewhere around that. Director is Josh Cooley. The writers are John Lasseter, who was kind of the creator of the original, and Andrew Stanton. There's a couple other people credited, but it stars Tom Hanks, Tim Allen, and Annie Potts. And the synopsis is, when a new toy joins Woody and a gang, a road trip alongside new friends reveal how big the world can be for a toy. I guess it kind of starts off in a flashback. So it's Woody and some of the other toys they're looking to be played with. And I guess someone is getting rid of some toys. And one of those toys is Little Bo Peep, who Woody seems to like a lot. And she's given away. There's this whole story about how much they miss each other. And then I believe the toys are with a new family now. Name is, I think it's Bonnie. It's her first day of kindergarten. Woody's trying to orchestrate, trying to help her make it through the day. He sneaks into her bag, sneaks into school with her, has like this arts and crafts time. And what she decides to make is to take a spork and put one of those crinkly strings on it and put a face on it and calls it Forky. She's very fond of Forky. Woody also seems to be happy that she's happy, but then Forky wants out. He wants to escape. And that kind of leads on to the larger story. So Matt, what did you think of Toy Story 4?
I love the movie, tugging on the emotional heartstrings, not taking away from any particular character in order to make the storyline progress. Very happy with this movie. I had my doubts at first, mainly because most trilogies end in a trilogy. The last Toy Story, which I think was 9 or 10 years ago, ended perfectly. I was kind of like, I didn't really have high hopes for it, but I was very pleasantly surprised at the amount of detail in the toys and the Toy Story lineage that was able to continue on without a drop of quality at all. If you were, in my opinion, if you were to compare all the Toy Stories, the worst one, if you want to call it a worst one, because I haven't seen a subpar Toy Story movie yet, probably Toy Story 1, the one that started all off, if you were to compare all of them. But even then, I mean, that's saying a lot as far as quality. I mean, this movie was, in my opinion, so far for 2019, probably one of the better movies that have come out this year. If they create another Toy Story, hopefully it doesn't take another 10 years, comes out. As long as it's the same quality, keep churning it, because it's proving that sequels can be quality produced. For this kind of quality to come out, so be it. But I was very, very impressed by this movie, and I think can be appreciated not only by little kids, but by adults as well. I really love this movie.
All right, Matt. So I'm going to beg to differ and understand how much you like toys in general. I'm a little less enthusiastic about this movie. If you told me that they were going to make another Toy Story, I remember the last one and the whole thing was like lots of bear. They got trapped into like a early learning center or something. That was a good story. This one, if you told me that they were going to focus on a spork being one of the main characters.
That's the only thing I really didn't like.
I would have laughed at you. I mean, he's a central character to the plot. I mean, he's really a MacGuffin. He's a central character to the main plot. Kind of my issues with some of the Disney stuff right now, shoehorned in Little Bo Peep and that whole storyline to give some other person in the story something to do. That really didn't work for me. If I had my choice, Toy Story 3, 2, 1, and then this movie. The whole movie is going to be based off a spork, and that would be the next Toy Story movie. Like, no, that's not a good idea.
I didn't like the spork too much, but I understand that he was essential to driving the plot and piecing it all together. That would be the only thing I really had regarding as far as pushing the story forward. I was not fond of this character at all, but I understand that they had to have something to push forward the movie.
The whole approach to the story is just a rehash of Toy Story 3. One that needs to be a breakout. And then there's this whole angle about another toy needing a voice box, which really doesn't matter. But the whole point of Toy Story, the whole point of the last movie is about what it feels like to be a child, what it feels like to have toys, and how important those toys are to your life development. And I just don't feel that this one really focuses on that. I mean, it tries to, but then you have all these kind of political themes in the movie. And then I don't think anybody particularly was very good. I mean, Tom Hanks has the bulk of the lines in the movie, and then Andy Potts. Like, those are the two most dominant people. Again, I just don't feel like it's important. And your boys Key and Peele win this as well.
They were funny in the movie. I like them.
And also Keanu Reeves was also in the movie as well.
Never know it was him unless you actually, someone told you.
Matt, what score would you give Toy Story?
I'd give the movie a 9.5. The reason why, the 0.5, I wasn't really fond of the spork, although they called him Forky, but he was a spork. I understand he was vital to pushing the story forward, but I think they could have went a different route. But, I mean, overall, very well-produced movie. I'd wait another 10 years for Toy Story 6. Go see this movie. Regardless of your age, you'll like it.
All right, well, I'm going to give this a 6. I mean, again, the movie's okay. Toy Story 3 is much better. Toy Story 2 is a much better movie. Again, it's not bad. It's just, this is what you could come up with, a story about a spork.
Or is it about the connection with toys?
I don't think there's a connection about toys. I just think this is Pixar's slot during the year. They always choose June to release their movies, except for like The Last Dinosaur, The Good Dinosaur, whatever that movie was. But last year was Incredibles, and I don't think that was good. I mean, it was okay. I think that this movie and Incredibles are probably, the Incredibles 2 are the same movie as far as importance. Incredibles 2, it's not that important of a movie. Incredibles 1, it is. Toy Story 2 and 3, more important than this movie. Toy Story 1 is more important than this movie.
Go watch this movie. You will love it.
Well, Matt loves toys, and that's the Beast Game Podcast.